First, Perek of Shabbos, Mishnah 10. This Mishnah is continuing with the halacha. Mentioned the previous Mishnah that the Shami holds, you now give a garment to a Goyisha, laundromat, laundry service, unless you know they're going to be able to finish it, they have enough time to finish it before Shabbos. They still says it's permitted as long as you don't tell them to do it on Shabbos. So, Omar of Shimon Gamaliel. Rav Shimon Gamaliel said, "No, you know you base Abba, the family of the Nesim of Rav Gamaliel, how you show you noisim play loving to kovitz noachli shloishi yom kovitz on Shabbos. In this issue, they were machmir like Beishamai, and they would give their white garment 3 days before Shabbos to give them a long time to be able to finish it off before Shabbos. Even though the Iker Alof is not like Beishamai, they were machmir. The shavim elo ve'elo, both of them." Both Beishamai and Beisil agree Shetoinim Kurz Beisabad Begulei Agas, that in the Beisabad is a olive oil pressing place, and the Gulei Agas is a grape pressing. What they did was they first would crush the olives and the grapes, and then they would put something heavy on top of them. So even here Beishamai would permit it, because since the item was fully crushed before Shabbos, you're just helping getting out the juice which was already removed from before Shabbos, not considered a malacha. In other words, to squeeze something on Shabbos, to squeeze the fruit on Shabbos, it's an iser, it's grapes, it's iser deraisa, other fruits, it's the rabbonim, to squeeze on Shabbos. But if it was already pulverized before Shabbos, you're just helping the juice ooze out, that is, it's not iser deraisa, a kolponim, and therefore, Beit Shammai permitted one to set that up before Shabbos, and let it drip out on Shabbos.